Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Glad you joined us. My name is Ken Page.
And I'm Dr. Nancy Nestor. And this show for this week, well, we're going to talk about patterns, the subconscious energetic patterns that we get back into all the time, and we have to keep asking ourselves, why am I doing this? What's going on? Why is this happening again? And we're also going to talk about the energy that's within us and around us.
Yeah, like patterns of why your tummy hurts or your shoulders or something else that's happened to you. Or why do you keep getting hurt? For example, I've hurt my leg, my right knee. I've had four surgeries, okay? And so it started when I was just a young boy in high school, and I did a jump, and I twisted my leg, and I tore my knee, and it kept on until I had a knee replacement. So why does something happen? And the other good why does that happen to a healer? Why can't I heal myself, okay? I just got an email from this man, and I worked with him about five or six months ago, and he wanted to improve his vision, and he sent us a letter and said his vision hasn't improved. So why can't we help ourselves? Or is there something there that we need to understand about ourselves?
See, one of the things that we apparently have forgotten on some level is, okay, what did we come to Earth for? Why did we come here? What am I supposed to learn? What am I supposed to master?
Let's go real simple, though. Are you an accident, or are you evolving, okay? You got to really get down to the very, very basics, okay? It's just a one-time thing where we see people screw their lives up, and then they go to hell, or they go someplace else, and that's it. Or are we evolving and continuing to learn, okay? And remember, you have an experience, and you have something that hurts you. Are you going to do it again, or do you learn from it? And so I think these are ways that we keep learning from the situations that we experience.
Well, if that's true, if we come here to learn about something we don't like, then actually what we've talked about before are the dualities that exist here on Earth. Many individuals say that I only want to be one with love, and I only want to be light, and I want to have all the good things happen to me. And what in the world is all of this stuff that I don't want? How come this is happening? How come my relationship isn't working? How come I don't seem to be able to get the job that I want? How come my kids don't listen to me? How come I keep hurting myself? How come I went out to have a good time, and here I was thoroughly enjoying myself, and I was having a good time, and I come home and my back hurts, or my knees hurt, or my head hurts, or my neck hurts, or I'm sick for 3 days. What is going on in my life?
This one really interesting story. This was about the third time I hurt my knee, but I was giving a class, and it was a big workshop, and it was night. We dressed up, so we all dressed up in something. Well, I came as a priest, okay? And so I came with a collar and everything and a priest, and so I'm now giving this big, it's at night, and I'm giving this big lecture and big talk about it, and I'm down on my knee giving this whole thing about, you know, the Creator and we are all one. Well, my knee went out exactly 1 minute after midnight on my birthday. So it was my birthday, and my knee went out. So I don't know, does that tell you something? I don't know if it tells me something. The question is, what is it telling me, right? Here I am acting as a priest, as a dress-up, and here I am on my birthday, and here it is happening to me. So these things happen. And so how long did it take me to start to look at and what it meant by my leg. Does it mean stepping out? Did it mean walking my own truth? Did it mean past lives where something's happened to me? There could be 100 or 1,000 different things it meant, but it takes time to try to understand the things that happen to us.
So our subconscious mind may know those things. How do we get them into our conscious mind? How do we become aware of what may be a choice for us, or what our subconscious mind says, this is something we have come to learn? So consciously we say, well, this is what I'd like to learn, but are we sure that that is in alignment with what our higher self, subconscious mind, inner mind says, this is what you have come to master? So the one thing we do know on the dualities of this planet is love and hate. And we all can agree that much of the time our love relationships, or our love, the conditions that we have with love, are not always pleasant. Love is a pretty confusing situation. It's a very, very confusing word we found all over the planet. And I think that's true because most individuals have a different experience of love. My version of love is going to be very, very different than someone else's version of love, because our heritage is different, our culture is different, our lineage is different, our ways of being loved have been different.
See, one of the things we've said for many, many years, we are here to master all the conditions that we as humans put on love. And let me tell you, there's a lot of conditions, because we have been hurt so many times when we thought it was love and it was something else.
Think about when you were younger and you said to yourself, oh, little girls, I was a little girl. We used to sit around, we'd say, oh, my knight in shining armor.
You were born as a full woman.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes I think my mind is that old. And as I get older, I look at my body and say, were you ever really young? But at many times when we're younger, we'll say, we'll make up a certain idea that we want to have. And the romance novels are great with all these ideas. And even stories that young boys will see, they'll fantasize about, hey, when I get married, I'm going to have her really beautiful, and she's going to be this, and she's going to be that. We start creating these ideas of what it is that we want. We say these are our choices, and my best husband's going to have this. He's going to be like my knight in shining armor. The woman that I marry someday is going to be this way. She's going to be bright and attractive and humorous. And we start placing categories, ideas, foundations. And what do those ideas literally do? They create a box. They create a box, and we put our relationship ideal, or our mate ideal, or our partner ideal in that box.
And nothing else but that box,
right,
do we allow.
Because we hold that complete idea in that little box. So if another individual comes along and that individual isn't handsome or isn't beautiful, or that other individual doesn't have everything within the first, 5 minutes that we think we need, we pass by that person. Only because that box that we've created is limiting. So if we do that, and we know we have in the past, if we've done that in our relationship love, have we done it in other things in our lives?
How about our ideas about Creator? What if Creator is really, really, really trying to get to you, but you're locked up in your ideas and it's a different vibration than Creator? Is Creator lighter or heavier? And is it, however we feel, is it a vibration that keeps us from it or puts it closer? Even the ideas we would think of certain religions. But remember, in some religions, everything you have to do it their way, or it's the highway, right? And I've been asked to leave. I was a Catholic, and I was a Catholic for 17 or, I don't know, 20-some years. And then I got a divorce, and you know what? They asked me to leave. You cannot be a part of our religion. So I was asked to leave. So whatever their ideas are that were a part of me, do I still hold them? I still have them a part of me.
And do I still have an opinion or a judgment on whether that was a right or a wrong thing? If I hold an opinion or a judgment on whether something's right or wrong, that, again, sets what that experience was in a box. So when I go into my past and I look back at these experiences, what do I do? If I'm still doing that, then it's going to affect or cloud the way that my experiences are today? Will I recognize even the truth or the potential of an experience I'm creating today if I'm only looking at the experiences I created in the past and what happened there? Like, oh, I'm not going to try this again because this is all I got.
Or that's all that exists with that. Because many people, when we did the workshop the other day, many people are very suspicious of women and men, okay? When a man starts telling you about love, holy cow, everything, all the hair in your body goes up because this is something going on because he doesn't know about love or he doesn't understand or it's suspicious or something's going on, right? Red flag, red flag.
So if, as Ken said earlier, are we all accidents or are we all actually creators and we're here to figure out what we want to learn, what we are looking to find out about? Are we actually here as humans to master the conditions that we've placed on the most important thing we're here to do, and that is love? And that's also love of self. That's not just love of others.
But I don't think we get to self until after we try to go with others.
Mm-hmm.
See, we've learned that we want to find love outside us, and then we finally give up or surrender or let go, and then we start loving inside us. But how many years does that take? 30, 40? It takes a long time. And some people, when they're in that transition where they're still trying to find the love outside themselves, they have been beat up pretty good before they start learning to love inside themselves or about themselves.
See, if we are truly here to master love, and we don't master the duality of love, which is hate, we certainly get the experience of it. If I'm here to love and it turns out to be not the ideal image mate partner that I thought it was going to be, if my ideas of how this relationship is supposed to be, what this person is supposed to be, how this person is supposed to give to me, how I'm supposed to be ministered in this relationship, if I don't just surrender sometimes or allow myself to accept who I am in relationship with for who they are, accepting them without judging them, without trying to change them, if I haven't done that in the beginning, then months or years down the road, I look up and I go, well, this isn't exactly what I want. So I move on to another individual. Well, that individual in the beginning looks different, has a different type of job, acts in a different way. And then months or years later, what happens? They end up being the same energetic or the same relationship pattern that we created in the past.
And are those patterns similar to the vibration of your father or men in your life or your mother? Do you end up marrying your mother? Do you end up marrying your brother or sister? Or in a past relationship, do you end up again later, 10 years, 15 years, marrying the same type of energy? And now I was thinking about when you were talking about with Nancy, you know, I won't give one single inch. If I think I'm right, I'm right, okay?
Hold his ground till the nth degree.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And where did that come from? Okay? And I know darn well where it came from. It came from my mother, okay? And I can't blame my mother. She was a really, really good person. But she was a very, very strong person. She came from World War II, and she came from all the hardships, and she came from all the depression. She came from all those really ways where you had to be tough. So my mother was strong, okay?
And my mother was a platoon leader sergeant in the United States Navy, European Catholic, who taught Catholic school.
And if I'd have known that before I'd have married you, I would have thought twice, man. I should have looked at the bottom line, not the bottom, the bottom line, okay?
So talk about another strong person, very, very strong matriarch, ruled with a very firm hand, we will say that nicely, and she was a very good woman. One thing she taught me, the best thing she taught me, was to stand on my own 2 feet. However, maybe some of those characteristics and some of those traits I picked up because she was my mother, and that lets me to, when I believe I am right, stand my ground. So if Ken feels he's right and he's standing his ground, and I feel I'm right and I'm standing my ground, what happens? We have two opposing dualities, all attempting to make a condition. one individual at, in any type of situation in that experience absolutely must be able to say, you know what, is this important? Does this really matter? Does it matter that I'm right? If you have to feel the necessity to be right all the time or defend your own actions, then you're not even loving of yourself. You're not being secure enough within yourself so that you have to continue defending and securing your place in whatever role you deem is necessary outside yourself. So we go back to, again, how do we even accept ourselves?
But what would happen, let's say Nancy is strong, I am strong, what would happen if Nancy had met a weaker or a more passive man? Would she have been attractive to that? And the answer, I feel, and I think we all can answer that. It doesn't matter if you're on the radio or not. It depends on where we're coming out of a relationship and what we have experienced, and maybe we need some quiet time, and then eventually we find it's not attractive, and then we need to find that mirror of ourself so we can understand ourself better. If Nancy's a perfect mirror of me, then for one time I can start to understand what's inside myself and how I'm reacting to myself out of myself.
And see, one thing we truly believe is that we attracted each other so that we could then challenge each other to be more than we are. Now, that's not always easy. I mean, we wrote a long agreement before we came together.
And it was,
before we were married even, we wrote a long agreement of how we were going to even be in a business relationship first, then in a personal relationship, then if we got married, it wouldn't disarm that agreement. Our agreement still stands, and it is always to challenge the other individual to be more than they are, to support that individual, but challenge them. And it's not easy living 24/7 with a mirror. I will tell you that. However, the greatest growth doesn't come by riding your little boat in a nice, smooth little pond, because all you're doing is riding your boat in a nice, smooth pond, and there's no ripples, and nothing ever happens to you. And that's what life is. That's exactly what life is.
You mean
is.
You learn better when you water ski.
or you run up aground on the shore. I don't know. But we do know that when we get the duality, it helps us learn what it is we are really choosing. So that is why we continue to create situations that are sometimes seeing exactly opposite of what we really want. It's like asking for patience. Well, you're going to get all the experiences of what patience isn't, so that you will then realize, oh, I've had patience all along, and this is what patience is, and it's just being quiet and allowing something to occur. But the word allow is a really, I think it's probably one of the hardest words for a human to accept. A-L-L-O-W. Five little letters making up one of the most challenging words that there is, because we all want to fix it, do it, modify it, control it, change it, alter it. We want to do instead of just allowing something to be. And, you know, I'm fond of, Ken rolls his eyes every time I say this in a workshop. You're not a human doing, you're a human being. And he rolls his eyes and looks at me, and I said, but it's the truth. All of us want to do something about something. Do something to fix somebody. We want to do something to change somebody.
It is the truth, and I acknowledge the truth, but sometimes we get too much truth, okay? I get truthdom to where I'm stuck in this bubble, you know?
There's your mirror, 24/7 mirror.
But where I challenge Nancy is, boy, she wants to write her book, and she's written a book, she wants to write another book, and I challenge her all the time, get that book done, and, you know, and she's already got pressure on herself, and she's got 99 things she's doing, but I'm in there going, where's your book? When's it going to get done, you know?
And when there are stacks and stacks and stacks around your desk in your office, and you're working on everything else that needs to be done, except what you'd like to be doing creatively, you know, having somebody else nag at you about, did you write on your book today? Did you get anything finished? I have been writing two books for, what, 6 years, 6.5 years, almost 7 years now. They're going to be finished. I know this.
But if you should ever hear that Ken Page got killed by a book, then you'll better be suspicious there, because she got me. You know, I said one more time, where's your book? And ended up having a book in my ear or something, and it killed
me. But we do support each other, and we challenge each other. But this isn't just us. This is what you do, all you listeners out there in internet radio land. every one of us will create and attract an individual, not necessarily a love relationship or a personal relationship. It could be your boss. It could be a coworker. It could be a friend. It could be your neighbor. How many times does our neighbor encroach on our boundaries? How many times do we hear about neighbors actually getting in fisticuffs or going into war?
We have a situation with our neighbor.
That's true.
Okay. And our neighbor dog decides he has to come down and use our grass. And we're a couple acres away, you know, and we really don't need that dog in our grass. That's a little teeny thing, but that nevertheless, to Blue, it's pretty. Our dog doesn't like that very much.
Goes crazy when another animal has visited. Is that something we can control? Absolutely not. We really cannot. So, what do we do about it? We have to look at situations that we have no control over as being a what is, and a what is something that we have to allow and accept. Is it easy? Not always. But if you look at something that exists in your life as a what is, it might make your life that day a little bit easier. Now, we're going to go to a short commercial break. So come right back. We're going to continue talking about some of these subconscious patterns and the energy that's around us and how we can help ourselves.
If you would like free information and tips on healing and creating on how to stay energetically clear and live your daily life feeling safe in every place and in all situations, then visit www.kenpage.com. Browse through thousands of pages, free books, including the best-selling The Way It Works, together with hundreds of articles and newsletters, all providing timely information on the continuing shift in the consciousness of our planet. From helping your animal friends to releasing the emotion of rage, www.kenpage.com is your source for information to heal old emotional patterns, release old karma, and feel free. Find all this and more about Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor at www.kenpage.com. You can also contact them through office@kenpage.com.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors, and their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now, it even gets better than that, because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com, and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
Most people seek the services of different healers for things such as removing energy blocks, past life regression, and emotional pattern freedom. These healing and clearing techniques are only a part of a heart and soul healing session. Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor of www.kenpage.com are the foremost authorities in spirit releasement and transforming energy patterns. Ken and Nancy have worked in almost 50,000 one-on-one healing sessions around the world. If you would like to remove old energy, release old ways of being, and feel free, you might want to visit www.kenpage.com and read how you can benefit from a heart and soul healing session. Discover how you can quiet the chatter in your mind and communicate with your higher self. Schedule a telephone or in-person session with Ken Page or Dr. Nancy Nestor by email to office@kenpage.com or call 1-706-219-1319, 1-706-219-1319. HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Today we've been talking about subconscious patterns, and these are patterns in your mind that you're not aware of. Okay, you got your ego, which you're conscious, you're very aware of, and then you have your subconscious. Do we have programs or little things that, is it like a computer where we get little programs in the computer and they keep playing out these programs?
And what we've also said is that we will continue to test ourselves on whether we are mastering this can I love myself notion by attracting other individuals to our lives who will remind us that we don't love ourselves. And those are not just relationships that are personal. It could be relationships that are work, relationships with neighbors, relationships that are with friends. We continue, our subconscious mind continues, to look for an energy pattern that is similar to what we need to learn. And the person that we attract usually exhibits that pattern because they're our mirror. That's what we need to look at within ourselves. Everything that ever happens to us, we have to first understand, and we have to understand it on four different levels. We have to understand it physically, then we have to understand it mentally, then emotionally, and then spiritually.
And which is
most of us might start feeling something emotionally first.
Okay, I was going to say, which is the most challenging, because we don't understand the parameters of it, and that's spiritually.
Spiritual would be the last factor that we would understand.
How do you understand it when you don't understand how the cosmos works, or how you understand it with all your ideas? So once we can let go and find the bigger picture, it actually eases up all the other three.
So the experience itself is usually going to hit us, if you want to say, or we recognize, oh, I'm experiencing something, because it's going to hit our emotions first. And emotionally, we're gonna feel bad, or we're gonna feel not so good about ourselves. We're gonna feel anger. We're gonna feel a strong emotion. So if you step back and you take a breath, you can say, okay, I'm feeling this emotionally. Do I understand it mentally? Well, yeah, I understand it mentally. I want to kill the other person who's making me really angry, you know, or they shouldn't be criticizing me, or they should not do this, or they should not do that. Well, the truth of what that is.
You shouldn't say kill. You should say like beat up or run over with a car. You shouldn't.
Some extremes here.
Okay.
But an individual that has really upset us or really hurt our feelings, the first thing we want to do is we either want to run away, or we want to attack or seek revenge, or we think we have to do something about it. That energy is being run by our emotional body. So we're not understanding what has occurred mentally. If we continue to run those emotions and stay in that energy, we could get sick from it. It could hurt our physical body. We still might not understand it mentally. And the last way we're going to understand it, as Ken said earlier, is spiritually.
And just remember now, see, Nancy and I have the last duality in our reality is us, okay? The male, female, and finding balance. And just because Nancy is a wonderful lady doesn't necessarily mean she's energetically all the female type that it should be, okay? I don't know what should be is, okay? If somebody could just email me and tell me what a should be female should be, I would really appreciate it because I don't know what it is. So we're both trying to find out what is her feminine supposed to be? What is my male supposed to be? How do we find balance with our male and female inside ourselves? And now, after we can continue to keep looking at these things back and forth with each other, we have a better understanding of ourselves, okay? I honestly do not understand Nancy, but I'm starting to understand myself in relationship to what happens to us. And then when that happens, I start to understand her. And it's not that complicated. I just don't get it, that's all. I think it's my nature not to get it when it comes to women, but I'm trying the best I can. I know we shouldn't say try because that means we're not really doing it. Is that the right way?
Well, I had a student in a workshop a few years ago, and I said, eliminate the word try. I said, I don't want to hear it. I said, you either do it or you don't do it. That's like I'm trying to quit smoking. Well, you're either a smoker or you're not a smoker. If you're trying, you're still smoking, so you are a smoker.
Okay, I'm doing until I get tired.
And and a student said, "Oh, wait a second. Now you're quoting Yoda." And I said, "I'm quoting who?" And they said, "Do you remember Yoda from Star Wars?" And I said, "Well, I think Yoda quoted me actually, but that's something that we can discuss." But actually, try is really a reason to fail when you think about it. If we say to ourselves, "Oh, well, I'm going to try this," are we actually really giving our wholehearted effort to what it is we choose to do? I choose to do this is a better affirmation for ourselves than, well, I'm going to try to do this. Because then if I don't succeed, then I get to say, well, at least I tried. See, ideas like those become just thought programs. And can you see where we get confusion in our lives? You know, we get confusion in our lives because we say, well, that didn't work, so therefore I can't do that, or I cannot, or I can't create, or this doesn't work, or that doesn't work. And all of those, this doesn't happen, and that doesn't work, and this will never happen, and I won't have this, all of those ideas, they form patterns in our subconscious mind. And our subconscious mind is trying to get those patterns to our conscious mind so that we can eliminate them.
And if we're not careful, they start to manifest in physical pains or physical problems or sickness. We think it's all disease, you know. It's energy that's stuck and doesn't move. So, you know, going onto the website, looking all these different clearing techniques, incorporating them in your life, and it only takes a few minutes a day, can really have a big change. Because what it does is it creates a new space within yourself and stops or helps you to just not be so reactive. And if we could all just slow down and not say, if I would stop saying the things I say, our life would be different. It's this man, she can push my button exactly in the right place that triggers a response, okay? And I don't know how she does it so good. She is good at it.
Absolutely. I've had years of practice. However, one of the things that I might suggest is take a breath before you react and choose to respond or not. And when we practice the living light breath, that's one of the things that's on our website that we ask people to take a look at. It does allow us to have extra time to choose whether we're going to react or not. And sometimes we choose to have a reaction that's not appropriate. Sometimes we choose to react in a way that is an old trigger or an old pattern. Those old ideas, those subconscious patterns, become programs that our psyche sets. And we have to understand those programs as part of our spiritual journey. So understanding the programs that we've set for ourselves in our subconscious is trying, our subconscious is having us experience those programs over and over and over until our conscious mind gets it. So the question now is, how is my conscious mind going to get it?
Okay, and we're going to take a short break, and we're going to get back, and we're going to show you how to find out what patterns are in your life. We're going to show you a way to do that. Okay, we'll be right back. A short break.
www.kenpage.com is your source for books, DVDs, and CDs that provide information to create your own safe space. Books such as the bestseller, The Way It Works, offering the basics on energy and providing necessary groundwork for the dynamics of daily life. The Heart of Soul Healing, which was 18 years in the making and is the training guide for a 9-day intensive course. The Art of Transference, Healing Through Compassion, which includes 8 full-color charts depicting the soul's evolution. Learn to help your animal friends with DVDs that provide techniques to develop empathetic connections and demonstrate how to clear, balance, and heal animals. The Art of Heaven on Earth, a DVD weekend workshop, and the Living Light Breath DVD to help you be less reactive are available together with CDs of Sacred Toning and Holographic Healing by Ken Page. Visit www.kenpage.com to locate products to help you heal your life and those you love.
A good life is essential, and that's why I listen to HealthyLife.net. And for nutritional support for me and my family, my business goes to HealthyLife.net affiliate, GNC LiveWell. It's the trusted name in the vitamin and supplement industry. And that's essential when you're the one responsible for your good health and the well-being of your family. GNC LiveWell has a multitude of convenient locations near you and is always open on the internet at GNC.com. GNC LiveWell. The name says it all.
Heart and Soul Healing is a way to energetically release old emotions that trigger patterns today. Both Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor offer workshops throughout the year in many locations around the world. Visit KenPage.com for a complete calendar of events. Create your own heaven on earth by attending one of their events with topics such as staying healthy in an unhealthy world, conscious creation from the heart, relationships and the modalities of communication, and more. You can also attend their all-encompassing 9-day intensive course where you are provided with all the tools to free yourself from your past. During this intensive, you learn the wisdom from your ancient mystery schools and find out firsthand how to expand your awareness. This is the most comprehensive course about oneness, compassion, consciousness, and energy on the planet today. Whether it's a workshop, lecture, or course that you're interested in, find it all at www.kenpage.com.
Web radio for your life. HealthyLife.net.
Today we've been talking about subconscious patterns, and we were just talking about how to find out. So if you get yourself just a piece of paper or a pad and start writing down the things that have happened to you in the last 2 weeks, what kind of things, or the last week, what kind of conflict you have, what kind of things you're having with your own self, with your finances, with your love, with your children, with whatever it is, just write down the things you're having happen to you in the last couple weeks over and over, and you'll start to see the patterns that you're working on, okay?
You'll start to recognize some of your issues, because the same issue is going to play out. It might play out in a different way. Maybe it's an issue of, I need to step forward and take my power. So you may end up finding that your boss says something to you and it hurts your feelings and it made you feel incompetent, and yet you knew you're not incompetent. You know how to do the job. You didn't speak up for yourself. You just didn't do anything, and you sat there, and all you did for the rest of the day was feel miserable. You told your friend how miserable you felt. You called your other friend and you told them how miserable you felt, and everything just compounded. You went home and you just felt even more miserable. So maybe that is... What was the trigger that your boss or your supervisor or the manager of your department said to you that triggered you not to feel good about yourself?
Well, today it was the post office, okay? Mm-hmm. The post office sent me home because they said we did it wrong. After 20 years of doing it away, this guy says I did it wrong. So was that a reflection of the issues that Nancy had, power and control? Was that a way that I felt powerless? 20 years worth of doing it a certain way, this man told me I couldn't do it anymore, and I no longer understood, okay?
And so that was an issue that Ken had when he went to the post office with someone saying to him, you've done it wrong, take all this stuff, you did this wrong, and this wrong, take it all. And so he packed it all back up in the car and brought it home and came in and said, they said I did it all wrong, and they handed me this paper. Well, I looked at the paper, and the clerk at the desk, unfortunately, there's an interpretation and there is a clarification within the paper, and I read it. My background said, oh, no, this is what we need to do, and we did it correctly. And what did I do? I called the main postal person in the capital of our state and found out that, yes, we were doing it correctly, and they had suggested, well, why didn't we go down and tell our local postal service that they had done it incorrectly. I said, it's not my job to instruct your employees. I'm going to go back there and I'm going to get the same clerk who's going to say, oh no, I handed you the paper and they're not going to take our word for it. Well, when I said it's not my job, it was not my responsibility to educate their person, and I didn't feel, this was me stepping into my power at that moment and saying, I don't feel that it's our responsibility to go back and fight your regulations to the people who are attempting to enforce them. These are your employees, your representatives. You call them. And I said, could you do that for us, please? Because I said, really, by the time we go back down there and we haul all these big, big M bags for international transport back in, they're just going to look at us again and say, we don't understand what we're talking about. And we're going to say, oh, but this lady on the phone told us it was okay. I said, please, you need to do this. And so she did.
Yeah, but the point to this thing is, with Nancy and I, it's very, very challenging because we live together and we work together and we're in the same house for 24 hours, all day long. But now I'm creating it in a more gentle way with the post office. It didn't hurt. You know, I got upset. I had to do a lot of work, but I learned a lesson about staying and walking my truth and going back and understanding it and then going back. And I took it back to the same guy, stood in line until he got it, and he did it. And he understood, and he apologized, but this whole thing was easy to resolve. So it was power and control, but it was a way that we found balance with it, mm-hmm. instead of conflict with
right.
it.
And it's much easier to learn the lesson or learn, okay, what was that issue? And that's why when Ken came back and we said, okay, one of the things that we attempt to do every single time something happens is how did I create that energy?
And what was that about?
What was all that about? Why did that happen? And, you know, I have to admire Ken. He has the ability to, I do admire him, and I have to, especially for this one factor alone. He has the ability to step outside something and look at a big picture. Once he gets over his frustrations and he gets over his, I don't understand, you know, why this has to be because I've always done it this way. Well, that's what we're always doing, isn't it? In life, we're saying, but I always did it this way, and what am I getting? I'm getting the same stuff I always got. So if I step back, and this is what we have found that we've been doing over and over and over, is how did I create that situation? What energy was I in that attracted that? What is my issue that I needed to look at from that situation?
Or what do I need to learn? I might as well not carry all these boxes and go through all this stuff without learning something or understanding something or something about myself. Or do you just have to give up on the post office or give up on them and they are the way they are?
See, our conscious mind is an ego, is part of our ego personality. Our ego personality is necessary for us to exist as a human being. And it holds those emotions that we experience in this lifetime. And it holds all of the emotions and the pain and everything that we think we have to have. Our subconscious mind is the information that's going to be behind what that issue is for. So if I had an experience, and it doesn't matter whether you believe in past lives, because everything's in this lifetime. If I had an experience when I was a child, and I pushed it way back in my psyche, and it said to me, I'm not powerful, and I can't, and everybody's always going to beat up on me, or somebody's always going to control me, or I don't know how to do something, or I'm not smart, or I'm dumb, whatever that has imprinted upon us when we were very, very young, how does it play out in our life today?
See, that was a program I picked up when I was a little boy. I am not smart. Not as smart as my mother, because my mother was a student and I was a C student. So I felt this whole thing that I was always competing and trying to be the best. That's what that was today. It was somebody telling me I was not smart, they were smarter, and they were controlling me until I could realize that, you know, I don't need to get into this pattern again. I recognize what it is, and I'm going to let it go, and we're just going to do the job and get done and get on with it.
So once you can recognize your patterns, once you can recognize your issues and they can become clear to you, then you're going to be able to, you don't have to recreate the old pattern in order to experience it over again. You can now create and choose something different. You can change into what you wish to have in your life now. You don't have to feel like a victim anymore. You don't have to go back to the old psyche that plays out and says, well, this is all I am going to get. You can immediately stop. You can observe what you're subconsciously creating. When you recognize that you are, all of us, a creator with many choices, that's going to show how you can energetically react to every single situation that you are creating.
Or not react.
Or not react.
Not reacting after I've done this thing for 60 years might be a good way, okay?
Even viewing our own life objectively is a little quieter and gentler and easier on our lives, and we can learn without having a two-before bang us over the head, or without a car accident or some other disastrous thing other than just, you know, like in our case, a post office sending Ken home. It re-triggered an old issue for him, and we have learned it in a gentler, much easier fashion than some other ways that a life experience can play out.
So now we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back, and we're going to give you some tools to where you can make it easier and gentler for you.
Most people seek the services of different healers for things such as removing energy blocks, past life regression, and emotional pattern freedom. These healing and clearing techniques are only a part of a heart and soul healing session. Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor of www.kenpage.com are the foremost authorities in spirit releasement and transforming energy patterns. Ken and Nancy have worked in almost 50,000 one-on-one healing sessions around the world. If you would like to remove old energy, release old ways of being, and feel free, you might want to visit www.kenpage.com and read how you can benefit from a heart and soul healing session. Discover how you can quiet the chatter in your mind and communicate with your higher self. Schedule a telephone or in-person session with Ken Page or Dr. Nancy Nestor by email to office@kenpage.com or call 1-706-219-1319, 1-706-219-1319.
Attention Kmart shoppers. Now you get Kmart on HealthyLife.net. Kmart carries over 70,000 items like Martha Stewart's Everyday Products, Apparel by Jacqueline Smith, Joe Boxer, Route 66, Appliances, Jewelry, and more. Everything you need. Plus, you'll get exciting weekly promotions. Go to HealthyLife.net's homepage and click on Kmart, and then you're there. And you even avoided the crowds.
If you would like free information and tips on healing and creating on how to stay energetically clear and live your daily life feeling safe in every place and in all situations, then visit www.kenpage.com. Browse through thousands of pages, free books, including the best-selling The Way It Works, together with hundreds of articles and newsletters, all providing timely information on the continuing shift in the consciousness of our planet. From helping your animal friends to releasing the emotion of rage, www.kenpage.com is your source for information to heal old emotional patterns, release old karma, and feel free. Find all this and more about Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor at www.kenpage.com. You can also contact them through office@kenpage.com.
The Bright Side of Talk, HealthyLife.net.
Today we've been talking about the subconscious mind, and these are patterns in your head, in your body that you're wearing to keep bringing up these emotions over and over, people who reflect these patterns. Okay?
Experiences that you keep doing over and over and over and wondering why they keep happening, and how can you recreate a different type of situation for yourself? How can you get something different because you're going to help yourself change?
And this is what most people say. Is, my parents didn't treat me right, or I had a lot of things that were bad, and we didn't realize until we got to about 40 that they loved you as much as they loved themselves. So we don't really start to realize, get the bigger picture until we get a little older. We've been victimized by this. Not that we have ever participated in it as part of a creator, or that it's been something that reflected back to us. We don't get that until we get a little older. I don't know what that age is.
And for some people it's young, and some people it's midlife, and for some it depends on where you are and what your culture and your heritage and how you were brought up. One of the things is that we have attempted in all of our shows to have our listeners recognize, and all of our students in our workshops and everybody who comes to us, is that you're not a victim. You do have choices, and there are many, many techniques that you can use that you will actually change your life, change the energetic dynamics that you're involved in on a day-to-day basis.
And this is within days, within weeks you can change, okay? So you really go to our website and look at all the different clearing techniques. And the other thing, if you could absolutely positively know energetically that you were different than anyone else thought of you, it would have an effect on you because you wouldn't be so reactive.
Right. So the first thing we're going to suggest that you do is go on our website. This is called the Energetic Clearing Technique. Now, if you go to a number of our archive shows, you're going to hear us walk you through the Energetic Clearing Technique. But it's real fast. Just go to kenpage.com and go under Healing Techniques, and you click that link, and it's going to take you to a technique called Being in the Moment, or the Energetic Clearing Technique. And that's the most important thing we're going to ask you to do for about 3 days. You'll find that your perspective on how you live is going to be different.
And remember, if you have any friends or anybody that's in trouble energetically, I want you to go on the website and find that book.
We have a link on our homepage, and it asks the question, are you feeling overwhelmed by the energies of life? If you click there, you're going to get to read a 90-page manual. It's the best techniques and the best help of all of our books, and the manual is called How to Clear Yourself, Release Old Energy, Feel Free. The subtitle is Stop, Look, Listen. It's a free book. It's a short read, but it's going to give you all these tools. The Energetic Clearing Technique is going to be in that book. The second thing that's going to be in that book is Becoming Liquid Light.
Yeah, and this is very important because you are 75%, 80% water. That is a positive truth. You are more water than you are solid. But our whole life we've been trying to figure out being solid. What if you thought of yourself as liquid? And what if you added a color that you love, a color that is perfect, a color that you wear, and you become liquid light, and you think of yourself as liquid light? That is a truth for you. And anyone else is going to think of you the way you were. They're going to think of you as the way the relationship was, as the argument was. And when they project onto you, they won't think of you as liquid light, and it will just make it easier for you not to pick up the energy from other people.
The other thing when you're dealing with liquid light is, as long as you think that you are a solid, controlled, in control human, you have a dense energy. If you don't recognize yourself as liquid and you say, I am solid, the energy that doesn't serve you, the energetic dynamics that you continue to be involved in your life, those energy dynamics, those energetic projections can find you faster because you're solid, you're dense. However, when you think of yourself as liquid light, look at how that feels. Just feel that in your body for a second. It's going to feel like you're flowing. What does water do?
Moving.
Water keeps right on moving and becomes more flexible. When a water hits a boulder, it doesn't look at it as, oh, I can't do that. It goes around or it goes over it, but it keeps on moving.
How about two words of dancing? It's a dance, right? Or how about play? It's a play. It's a movement, okay?
Right.
And the more you move, the more you allow that self to be liquid, the more it becomes a part of you.
And then the energy will not affect you in the same way that it did before. It can't. You are fluid. You're flexible. The energetic dynamics that you have been engaged in for many, many factors in your life will not react to you in the same way. So think of yourself as liquid light. And that color, that's the essence of your soul, that's an essence of you, or a color that you really, really like, go to your paint store. Most paint stores will have little long boards or little rectangles of paint samples, and find a bunch of those paint samples, cardboard, paper things, whatever they're called, paper. What are they called?
Well, paint chips. You sure are weird calling everything else but paint chips.
Well, I don't know what some people call them, and I don't know what they're called in every store.
Okay.
But if it's whatever your store calls it, go and get some of those. Cut them up in little squares. Put one on your computer monitor, or one by your bedside, or one on your favorite book, or one on your desk. And every time you look at that color, it's going to remind you to be liquid light, because you're going to be that color. You're going to be liquid, and then when you add that color to it, it's going to be liquid light.
No.
It's a very, very fluid, soft, gentle expression of who you are. And it will allow you to be more gentle with yourself first.
It just makes it easier when you're around people, and people, there's projections, and people are putting projections on us all the time. That man at the post office today put a projection on me. Okay? He had his thoughts, his feeling, and he had not wanting to do that work. You know, it was part of it was get rid of that guy, you know, and I felt that. Get rid of that guy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The other thing we were talking about is quiet mind. When you have a thought that's inappropriate or not right or you don't want to, just quiet your mind. And when you quiet, you don't give any more energy to the thought or the idea, and it becomes still. And when it becomes still, it no longer attracts that kind of energy. So if you should have a thought that's not right for you, or you don't want to have, or it just comes in and you say, what in the heck is that thought? You want to quiet your mind so you give no energy to that thought anymore.
And the easiest way to quiet your mind, well, look at someone who's in emotional turmoil, or they don't feel good, or they're afraid, or whatever. Most of the time, their eyes are going to look down. And when you look down, you're actually going more into your own emotions. So, don't look down, look up. Looking up is going to just allow you in that second to move away from your emotions and the state that you're in, and give you a chance to just be quiet, take a breath. Then when you look straight ahead, you'll be able to recognize that you have another choice.
Now, if you have any questions about any challenges, you know, email us and we'll tell you where to go and where to look,
right,
and how to do things with yourself to get out of this.
There's a lot of information on our website. Everything you've heard today, go to kenpage.com and you'll find the answers. You'll find a lot, over 5,000 pages of free information, free books for you to read. And as Ken said, go ahead and email us, office@kenpage.com. We hope we've given you lots of helpful information today. Well, we'd like you to listen in every Thursday, 12 noon Pacific time, 3 o'clock Eastern time, right here at HealthyLife.net. We've enjoyed sharing with you today.
Yeah, we had a good show today. My name is Ken Page, and this is Dr. Nancy Nestor, Feisty Nestor, we call her here.
Yeah, all
the
right,
dog and I
all
call
right,
her.
All right.
Many blessings.
We'll talk to you again next week. Make sure you go to our archives on HealthyLife.net, and you can listen to some of our other shows if you haven't had a chance yet. Thanks.